Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At the recent donors conference in Kuwait, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced that the United States will provide an additional $380 million in humanitarian assistance to help those affected by the war in Syria. That brings the total U.S. humanitarian assistance since the crisis began to more than $1.7 billion to help those suffering inside Syria, as well as refugees and host communities in the neighboring countries. More than $177 million will go to provide life-saving emergency medical care, funding for shelter and critical water, sanitation, and hygiene projects inside Syria. It will also provide much-needed counseling and protection programs to help the most vulnerable, including women, persons with disabilities, and the elderly. In Lebanon, the United Nations estimates that refugees from Syria now account for 18% of the total population. An additional $76 million will go to UN and international organization partners inside Lebanon in order to deliver immediate cash assistance for food cards, rent assistance, education, health care, and shelter assistance. More than $61 million in aid will go to Jordan to help alleviate the need for children to go to work instead of school by funding continued cash assistance to cover refugees' basic needs and shelter costs. Turkey will receive nearly $31 million to address the humanitarian and protection needs of Syrian refugees in Turkish camps, urban areas, and host communities. In Iraq, the Kurdistan Regional Government hosts 95% of Syrian refugees in the country and has provided more than 7,000 square kilometers of land for the establishment of 11 camp and transit sites. Nearly $20 million in additional aid will ensure that essential infrastructure projects providing water and sanitation services continue. Egypt will receive more than $12 million in assistance to provide improved health care services to Syrian refugees and adequate security. The world, said Secretary Kerry, cannot afford to lose an entire generation of Syrian youth. Each of our nations has no choice but to do all we can to help the innocent civilians who have endured far, far too much for too long. The United States will continue to do its part in every possible way to bring an end to this bloody conflict.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.